It's Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012, in Oroville, clear skies, temperature high 31 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 34. Winds from the southeast 10 to 25 kilometers per hour, partly cloudy tonight, fog overnight with a low of 26. Well, this weekend, starting on Friday the 6th, Oroville hosts a three-day festival celebrating Kabir. Along with the live performances, Cinema Paradiso will show films on Kabir, all of which will have English subtitles. Had Anhad, on Friday the 6th. Kabir, a 15th century mystic poet of North India, defied the boundaries between Hindu and Muslim. With Muslim name and upbringing, yet his poetry invoked Hindu god Ram. Through song and poetry, the politics of religion are expressed in this film. Chalo Hamara Des, on Saturday, the story of Indian folk singer Prahlad Tipanya and North American scholar Linda Hess in an unlikely friendship fostered by the cross-cultural resonance of Kabir. And on Sunday, two films. The first one, Kabir Kada Bazaar. In 15th century North India, mystic weaver Kabir spoke his poems out in the marketplace. And 600 years later, Kabir is found in both sacred and secular genres. This film explores ritual and organized religion. Koi Suntahai is the second film on Sunday, interweaving folk music traditions of the mystic poet Kabir with the life and music of the late classical singer Kumar Gandharva. This film searches for that elusive sound, that jini si awaz, that Kabir urges one to listen for. From where does it resonate, that subtle sound, the sound of God? The first book in the Oroville Architects Monograph series is on architect Popo Pingle. The author is Mona Dr. Pingle. The book will be released in Oroville by Dr. Karan Singh and Malika Sarabhai, 7th of April, 9:15 a.m., Town Hall, Conference Room. Research and publication in this series will include monographs on Piero and Gloria Ciccionesi and Roger Anger, all supported by various grants. The end of April, end of the school year that is, Deha Shakti, physical education and sports of various kinds in Oroville for the students, award the children for their achievements, their progress, and sportsmanship throughout the year and during the yearly Oro Olympics. The usual prizes are cups and medals and certificates and a t-shirt for each student. They cherish their t-shirt. But this year, due to a limited budget, no money for t-shirts. So parents, friends, and well-wishers can support the children by contributing to Deha Shakti Sports Account 102264. Contributions greatly appreciated. And this from the mother. Whatever the way we follow, the subject we study, we always arrive at the same result. The most important thing for an individual is to unify himself around his divine center. Otherwise, he's a plaything of forces that toss him about like a bit of cork on a river, going everywhere he does not want to go, made to do things he does not want to do, and finally, he loses himself in a hole, without strength to recover. But consciously organized and unified around his divine center and directed by it, he is master of himself, of his destiny. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone. In studio today, Andrea, Miriam, and a few volunteers. Direct your comments and queries to orovilleradio.org, and thanks for listening.